What is good and what is motherfucking hood? It is your girl Big Thunder back at it again at Unbothered Conversations, ready to have a conversation with you. Grab your drink, grab your blunt, grab whatever the fuck you need at this time. Sit your ass down because we about to get it in. So boom, we are back and this is your girl Big Thunder. All right. Yes, I know I've been going. It seems like I've been going, but I haven't. For some reason, how they're distributing my podcast has been all over the place. So we trying to fix it so it could be, you know, co-aesthetic and consistent on one platform. So give me some time. Everything will be back up to date, done properly. Just woosah through the technicalities real quick. But besides the point, I got my little drink. I got my little coffee with a little shot of something. I don't know what you're drinking, but I hope you're drinking something, okay? And no, we are not smoking today. I'm trying my best to take a hiatus from smoking right now, during this hour. Not all day, though. But yeah, so what I wanted to talk about was, there's a couple different topics I want to talk about. We're just going to recap a couple different things. For one, this episode, I'm going to just let you know right now, is a little trigger warning. We're not going to be talking about happy-go-lucky shit that we normally be talking about. I'm not really going to be giving people fucking advices that, like, I normally be doing. I have some shit that I really need to get the fuck off my chest. And if you can relate, you can relate. And if you can't, I hope it resonates. Okay? That's all I can say. So, let me tell you. First thing first, we're in a war. That's mind-blowing to me. The fact that we are living through a textbook and that we are literally, the stuff that we are experiencing every single day is going to be what our grandkids or even our kids are going to read in a textbook is mind-boggling to me. The fact that nobody sees that we're living in a textbook, and I literally mean, you know, for me, when I was in high school, when I would read the textbook, I would be like, the history textbook, I'd be like, damn, like this shit repeating itself over, over, and over, just in different ways, different circumstances. But at the end of the day, the underlining issues are still very much similar and very much the same to the past. So it's just crazy to me. Like, that has been something that's been bothering my anxiety. Like, damn, at any moment, kaboom. Hopefully, you know, I don't get in trouble for saying none of this because they've been taking down people's podcasts and I've been very iffy and wary about saying how I feel about the war without them trying to attack me or comfort me in any type of way, because that's what they really have been doing to a lot of people that have an outlet to voice their opinion. So with that being said, don't come for me, don't shoot for me. I ain't say nothing about you, my sir. You know who I'm talking about. And yeah, but I just think it's wild. I think it's wild. God rest that that model soul that lost her life in mysterious circumstances after stating her opinion. That shit's scary to me. I watched the video with Cardi B, and she was stating how she felt about the war. And then a little bit later, there you go, a new video pops up, and you could tell that she was fucking shook and that somebody had said something to her that shook her, and she ain't never mentioned that shit again. So it's just scary out here. I really hope everybody is safe. I hope all the veterans is safe. Everybody just needs to stay safe and be on your P's and Q's and know that we are at war, regardless of what the news is saying. Until that war is settled, we are at war. America is always going to be at war when other countries are in war that have to do with us. Period, point blank. Also, on a different note, because, yeah, I know that I was like, damn, girl, you just going to start with the war. You just going to bust it out like that. Ain't even use no spit or nothing. Just got down to the nitty gritty. That shit is crazy. But, yeah, I'm just getting down to the nitty gritty. I thought I should, you know, push it in as far as I should go and then, you know, ease my way out and make it easier on y'all while the podcast goes on, because I really got some shit to say. And it's just all hard to swallow. Like, it's not, nothing is easy to swallow that I have to say right now. So I'm just letting y'all know that this episode, I'm just talking my shit, and I hope y'all can sit here and listen to me while I talk my shit, because, yeah, point blank period. Yo, so the next thing that has really been crazy, right, it really doesn't affect me. Yeah, that's a lie. It's kind of been affecting me, but, you know, because of the war, gas is really, really high. Gas is extremely high. with gas being high brings out the crazy people. What brings out, you know, because they be crazy. The crazy people come out when things get expensive and when we're in a pandemic. How am I supposed to pay for gas if I'm in a pandemic? How am I supposed to, like, there's still a pandemic, y'all. Like, I don't know what y'all think or anything, but it's still a pandemic, okay? It's has not been a pandemic. I don't care if your state is open or not. It's still a fucking pandemic. So now gas is high and now we're in a pandemic. Now I'm irritated. My mental health is already whoop-de-doop. Like, people are going crazy and you just gotta stay safe. Like, I know I keep saying stay safe and I just said stay safe like maybe 6 times a couple seconds ago, but I really mean stay safe because fuck it. You see somebody about to siphon your car and get the gas, let them get that motherfucking gas. Okay, they just committed a crime to take your gas. You think they don't give two shits? You think they get two shits about you? You think they care about you? No, they don't care about you. Okay? Shit. They ready to da-da-da. Okay? That ass for some gas. Okay? They want your gas and they want to tap that ass at the same fucking time. So if I were you, I would let them take your gas. I would say, fuck it. Smile at everybody. Don't give nobody no attitude. Don't give nobody no pressure. Let everything be fucking co-aesthetic and peaceful. Woosah. Right? At least that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to meditate, mind my business, drink my water, work out, shit. And, yeah, do what I gotta do for me. And since we're talking about what I gotta do for me, let me just mention something real quick. So, I had a company from the fetish company actually sent me a cupcake. The fetish company is an adult toy line and they have abundance of things. They have chains, whips, oils, vibrators, plugs, whatever you need for your craving, they have. But that cupcake, baby, that thing got like 5 or 6 settings. I don't even know. I only made it to 1, okay? And I was done in a mist of seconds. So I just had to let y'all know that I'm going to leave the information in the bio. And I'm also going to, you're going to see it on my Instagram because mama blessed me and I'm trying to bless her. And I'm trying to bless y'all and let y'all know. Y'all need to go over to the fetish company, fetish.com. Order your motherfucking cupcake. Fuck a rose, baby. Trying to tell you, fuck a rose. Get the cupcake. I got mine in pink, pussy pink to be exact. Okay? Just to let you know. Also, not sure if you're thinking it or whatever. Yeah, I'm a little nasally. A bitch got allergies and I'm going to be like sounding like snotty miss snort snort for the rest of spring and summer until fall comes and kills everything. Okay? So I just want to let you know. FYI, don't come for me. Okay, shit. I ain't sending for you. Don't come for me. But yeah. I definitely need y'all to check out the fetish company. It will all be in the bio. Y'all can even check out my TikTok at big_MF_unicorn for my review video. It's also going to be a longer review video posted on Big Tender from my YouTube. So just check that out. It's very, 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 very much entertaining in all type of ways. But yes, check them out, okay? So now, different topic real quick. Let's get into it. Before we get the fuck into it, let me play this little thing right quick. You know what I'm about to play. You've been here before, you know what I'm about to play. If you haven't, well, buckle on up because it's about to be a ride. Come on. I'm serious. Like, y'all know the vibe. Un momento, baby. Thank you so much for listening. And, yes. So, let's get into it. Like, I'm about to tell you why people was dragging me and cussing me out. And they was cussing me out and dragging me. Because if you guys don't know, in Florida, in Miami, Florida, there's this woman. This white woman, this white influencer, model, OnlyFans woman, was dating a black male, and she stabbed him to death. people, a lot of black women, were saying, nope, we need to mind our business. This isn't our problem. This and the third. Just based off of his tweets that he has made in the past about what his preference is, which is white women, and how he feels about black women. So they were saying, hey, like, it's not our business. It's whatever. He deserved it, this and third. And I was just like, damn, like, what happened if that was your brother, your uncle, your father, or something like that? Just because their preference is white women, or just because they don't have the same views as you, or they express themselves in a certain type of way, or they say certain type of things that might be ignorant, just because of that, you throw out the fact that they are a black male or a black person that is, that was murdered, that was literally cold-handedly murdered, and they're, the person that murdered them is walking around freely and can make statuses on social media, can move around her life with no care in the world and claim mental illness and this, that, and the third, blah, 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 but be perfectly fine. Like, are you shitting me? Like, are you shitting me? As somebody that has watched the court system fail black people, as somebody that has watched the court system fail myself, like, fail me, I'm in awe, like, I'm in shock. Like, just because this man views black women a certain type of way doesn't take away from the fact that regardless of who he is, if somebody else was put in this situation, if your brother or cousin was put in this situation, you would feel a way. But no, just because of his views is a certain type of way, you dehumanize him. People are dehumanizing this man and not giving two shits. But this is the icing on the cake, though. I'm in the comments. I'm like, yo, like, what happened if it was your uncle, your brother? People are telling me, oh, but just to disown him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you so quick to disown your uncle and your brother, your son, because he doesn't like black women. And then you wonder why. Now, y'all gonna hate me. But then you wonder why he hates black women. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't make sense to me. I cannot support that type of behavior. What he said was wrong. How he feels is wrong. But he's still a human. And at the end of the day, if the court, if this was a different situation and it was a white male and a black woman, and the black woman killed this white man, she would have either been lynched or murdered instantly. Or she would have been thrown in jail instantly, regardless of mental illness. Mental illness would have been a factor after the first court hearing. The first court hearing, excuse my French. Not before. Okay. Because before she did anything, she screamed that you need to take me to the mental health hospital. Before anything. She prepared that. Before I'm giving any statement, take me to the mental health hospital. Like, what? Are you shitting me? Like, what happened if the roles was even more reversed and it was the black male that killed his white girlfriend? I promise you, it would have been a blessing if he would make it to the jailhouse, because they were going to kill him. They would kill you. They would kill you. It's Florida that we're talking about. And you're telling me that nobody sees the issue. Nobody's seeing the bigger picture. Y'all are too stuck on the fact of a man not wanting you, a man not wanting a certain type of person, a man expressing themselves in a certain type of way, for you to see him as a human. I don't care if that man spilled hate out his entire mouth about black women, because at the end of the day, what he represents now is not what was written in those tweets. What he represents now is a black man that was murdered, that has their person that murdered them out of jail, free willingly, on social media. Like, are you shitting me? How do you not see that as the problem? Or what, you're gonna let your nieces and your nephews and your little cousins or whatever watch it, and you're gonna be like, well, that's what he gets because he don't like black women? What type of shit are you teaching them? That's what he gets because he don't like black women? That's what y'all's answers, y'all's responses. Like, that's so evil. That's so evil. Oh, he hates black women. So fuck campaigning and trying to make sure that she's prosecuted correctly. Fuck all that shit. Because he hates black women. But you listen to R. Kelly, and he hates black women. You listen to Chris Brown, and black women is not his preference. It does not make sense to me. I do not understand. Like, it's the most disgusting behavior that I have seen on social media in a very long time. This man is dead. This man will never get another chance. There was little black boys and little black girls that are going to watch this story. And your response, Black Twitter's response is, because he did not like black women, who gives a fuck? It's not our problem. We're going to let them handle it how they handle it. We're going to let a court system that was made to suppress us, a court system that was made to lock us up, a court system that was made to never give us a chance or an opportunity, handle the prosecution of a white woman who has killed a black man. Now people are screaming that it was self-defense, that she was abused. People are also screaming that she was the abuser. So nobody really knows the story at hand. But what we do know is that a brother was murdered. What we do know is that she's free and walking around. And there's a chance that this could be something that can be instilled in her that becomes a habit. There's a chance that there could be people of the KKK watching this case and being like, hey, let's get the wives to kill them off. There's a chance that if she walks away freely, people will see this as a victory. And I'm not even just saying white people will see this as a victory. There's black women that would see this as a victory. And I could tell based off of their posts and their statuses about this case that they do not have a problem with this man's life being taken. Just based off of the simple fact that you're not his sex appeal. You're not appealing to him sexually. You're not appealing to him physically. You're not appealing to him mentally. You're not his type. So since he's not your type, and since he expressed himself how he expressed himself, you decided to cancel him. I wonder if people that feel like this feel like they should cancel him and they shouldn't get too sucked and they should look the other eye. If they listen to these other artists that don't give a fuck about black women. If they really do go as hard. Or are they just choosing this one time? It's sick. You cannot wear these name brands. You cannot listen to these certain type of people. And then tell me that this man's life did not matter because he didn't prefer black women. Because he said these ignorant posts. And I'm not even agreeing with the shit that he's saying. He did say ignorant things, but at the end of the day, we all have an ass and we all have an opinion. Now, what I'm not going to say that we shouldn't have an issue with being degraded by somebody that we can literally create. Of course, we should have that issue. Of course, that should be something that hurts our feelings and bothers us and makes us see things through a different light, of course. But at the end of the day, that was a black man. At the end of the day, the bigger picture is your nephews, your nieces, your cousins, your little ones are going to watch this hearing. And if this shit goes into her favor, they're going to see another black man's death not be counted, another black man's death be ignored, another black man's death not matter at the hands of a white woman. That's not fair. People need to see the bigger picture. Take your personal opinions out of them. And realize, regardless of what his preference was, that was a black man. And if we don't seek justice, there will never be justice. If we go through every black person that has passed and go through their life and go through their posts and go through what they said, we're not going to agree with them. There will be things that divide us. There will be minute things that separate us. They are meant to separate us, but our skin is supposed to bring us together. So, I ask and I wonder and I'm curious what you guys think. Leave your comments and your opinions down below. Or email me. You'll see them down in the description bar. My email. And let me know what you think. Should we turn our back on this black man because he degraded black women? Should we take 6 steps back and allow a life to be taken with unfair prosecution just because? Should we allow the court system to fail us? You tell me, what would you allow? Or better yet, tell me, what would you like your children to see? What would you like your nephew to see? What would you like your niece to see? Because me personally, I'm blackety black black, and he's blackety black black, and yeah, you know how it go. So I hope you guys all have a great, great, great evening. This is not your normal podcast of how I normally do things. Yes, we're missing the music. Yes, we're missing some laughs. But this shit had to be said. Get up off your ass and make a difference today. I'm gonna do the same. I hope you guys had an amazing, unbothered conversation.